Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Man, my Facebook page is getting kind of crowded. I had to start editing it down just a little bit because it's starting to confuse me. Welcome. It is Hour 1, Hourly with Bowerly, on News Radio 930 WBEN. Lucas Buckley at the controls, but don't worry. He's been properly trained as a call screener, and he knows when it's time for Katie to bar the door. So, yeah, I'll get back to the Facebook page in just a minute. But with all respect, of course, to Tony Dow is still alive. Granted, that situation is probably not very long, but he is still alive. But I heard David talking about the day Tom Petty died. And I have to tell you something. That was the weirdest. One of the weirdest shows I've ever been a part of, and probably the strangest show David Bellavia and I ever did together, because it was Tom Petty's dead. Nope, Tom Petty's alive. No, Tom Petty's dead. Nope, he's alive. It was, it got to the point of utter ridiculousness with the Tom Petty death. But here's the thing, if you know anything about Tom Petty would have wanted it that way. He would have wanted to have gone down in rock and roll lore as the guy who has died, then he came back, died, then he came back. It would have suited him just fine. Now, the thing about Tom Petty's death is, I think the family originally did say it was a heart attack or something cardiac along those lines. If they said anything, I'm a little bit hazy on that part of the story, but the fact of the matter is Tom Petty died of a drug overdose. And yeah, and the story is that Tom Petty, see, David said I descanted for 15 minutes on Tom Petty the day he died, then didn't die, then died, then I'm only going to do maybe a minute here. Tom Petty actually had a fractured hip. He was on his final tour. He could have stayed home. He did not have to be on tour, but he felt he owed it to the fans. Of course, sure, the accountant said it was a good idea, but he was on tour. He battled through the pain, and meanwhile, the guy has a fractured hip. It started out as a small fracture, and then it gradually grew. So this guy did this incredible coast-to-coast tour, Tom Petty, and then he made it back to California. What did he do? Three straight nights at the Hollywood Bowl, and his final show was actually days, literally days before he died. But he put on, for his fans, an unbelievably amazing Tom Petty performance, even though he, by that time, was in absolutely excruciating pain. We're talking kidney stone-level pain for Tom Petty, seriously. And he, unfortunately, was given a lot of pain medications, and he overused the pain medications. He had about four or five different ones in his body at the time he was dead, or at the time he died. And as I recall the toxicology report for the layman, which, of course, I'm one, it was a whole bunch of pain killers, pain patches, and they basically teamed up to give him a drug overdose. Look, I'm glad. I'm glad that Tom Petty's doctors gave him pain relief, because that's kind of become a dirty word in the medical community. Ooh, painkillers, pain relief. Can't have that now. Have the DEA looking over our shoulders every time we write a prescription. But this was a case where I don't know how many doctors were involved. I don't know how many pharmacies were involved, but somebody should have caught it, I believe. Somebody should have caught it. Somebody should have really stressed, hey, bro, it's one or the other. It's not all five. You figure out what your pain level is on this day, and you can do A, but if you do A, you can't then do B, C, D, and E. You can't do it. Because, as you know, there are some lethal combination of medications. And sometimes people will take pain relievers, then they'll take Valium, and then they'll drink alcohol, and they will accidentally overdose. Heath Ledger had a situation similar, but not exactly like that. But the bottom line is, the Tom Petty day was one of the most memorable I've ever worked. It was certainly the most memorable celebrity death that I've worked. And it was embarrassing. In fact, at one point, Tim Wenger came down to the studio wanting to know what we were doing, how we were screwing things up that badly. And we had to show Tim, it's not us. Here's what the website said. Here's what the other website said. And he walked away, I think, as confused as we were at the time, Pellavia and me. But it was interesting. I'll say that much. But the other takeaway is, look, if you take a lot of prescription medications, it's good to know which ones you really need to be careful with, especially with alcohol, especially with mixing them. And that's why I always think it's a good idea. Maybe I'm stupid. I always think it's a good idea to go to the same pharmacy and have every one of the medications you take on the same computer. That way, if there's a conflict or if there's a possibility of a synergistic reaction, that they alert you to it and they work it out with the doctor one way or the other. But anyway, that was just a totally bizarre day. Now, getting back to the WBEN Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page, I mentioned that we have a lot of photos because I try to give you an opportunity to show off your hobbies, and I must say some of you are quite good. The garden of the day today is absolutely beautiful. I wouldn't even begin to attempt to name all of the flowers in the garden of the day. The bird of the day, and remember, this whole photo craze got started when I did a show on bird watching, and it was one of the most unbelievably popular shows I've ever done. So I said, hey, if there's that many bird watchers in the audience, I need to acknowledge them. So I am told that these ugly little things, these hideously ugly creatures in this picture are, in fact, baby mourning doves. They kind of look like mourning doves. Then again, they kind of look like aliens and sea creatures. I'm not exactly sure. They could be octopi. I don't know. But they are baby mourning doves. Now, the photograph of the day is the WNY wildlife picture of the day. You have got to go to Bowerly on WBEN and check out, that's on Facebook, and check out the wildlife picture of the day. It's one of the more incredible pictures we have ever received. The photograph shows a hummingbird moth. And this picture of the hummingbird moth would be worthy of the old Life magazine. It would be worthy of National Geographic back in the old days. This picture is absolutely amazing and incredible. It is about as good a picture of a hummingbird moth as you are ever going to see. And I believe it was taken around East Aurora, Elma. And last but not least, the WBEN, Bowerly on WBEN Facebook classic car of the day. I'm told, and I'm glad they told me because I can't identify cars. I just know they're really cool looking, is a 1965 Mustang Shelby 350R. It is a pretty awesome looking automobile. Didn't Mustang start out really awesome? And then in the mid 70s, they kind of went downhill and then they came back again. I seem to remember that because my brother had a Mustang. Billy had a Mustang. And this is back when he was working at J.H. Williams and had a steady paycheck and everything. And the Mustang that he had, true story, it didn't look nearly as good as this 1965, number one. Number two, it was about a week after he bought his brand new Mustang, one of the neighbors got drunk and not only totaled my brother's brand new Mustang, but did serious damage to cars all the way down the block and I think on some other streets as well. I'm happy to tell you that this individual long ago recovered from his evil ways and no harm, no foul. Nobody was hurt, and I think it actually sobered the guy up. So this is one of those experiences where I think somebody hit rock bottom, and in hitting rock bottom, also hit my brother's brand new Mustang. I will remember that night for a long time. It was mayhem on the street. Yes, you know those ads for the insurance company? Okay, this was mayhem on the street. Absolutely. Oh my goodness. I mean, it wasn't that exciting growing up in town of Tonawanda. There weren't a lot of things going on. When you were a kid and you heard a siren, you'd always run to the window wondering, what is it? What is it? And now it seems like, or anybody who grew up in New York City, sirens everywhere. Try sleeping some night in New York City. You probably have to put noise-canceling headphones on because there are sirens everywhere you go. Oh, before I launch into what I want to get into today, just a follow-up to something I brought up yesterday, I was so taken by it that I actually wrote something on the Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page about what we had experienced. And I was very happy to look at all the responses to what I had written on Facebook and people agreeing with me. And I'm not going to redo the show from yesterday, but I will read to you what I wrote on Facebook. Friends, saw an ad on Monday night for washable underwear for women to use as an alternative to standard feminine products. Takes a lot to offend me with such matters, and neither Mrs. Nerd or myself are prudes, but we were both shocked and disgusted by the ad. In part, it shows a teenish girl seated on a toilet, watching an older woman demonstrate the use of a tampon with an up and down hand motion before the underwear itself is shown. I mean, why not also play John Valby's End of the Month song as the jingle? That is how it struck us, and we're not hung up about such matters. The scene had to be set in a bathroom? The young girl had to be seated on a toilet with jeans on? The hand motion had to be shown? I forgot to mention the woman also moved her legs apart in the ad. I hope I have all the details correct, but it almost seemed like exploitation of this young lady and gratuitously graphic given the delicate nature of the monthly visit. The ad could have been shot in some other household location and communicated the intent of the product in a way that was more sensitive to the self-conscious concerns young women have over this natural process. I completely respect women and what you have to go through, starting at younger and younger ages, it seems. I've long believed that if men menstruated, there'd be 5 days off with pay every month. Mrs. Nerd is 13 years younger than I, which I mention only to point out that we are from different generations, and it isn't an age thing, or for that matter, a gender thing. But this ad just hit both of us the wrong way, and we were curious, have you seen the ad, and how did it hit you? Well, I haven't heard one positive thing about the ad, and I already know, and I mentioned this yesterday, what some of you are thinking. By calling attention to the ad, Tom, you are actually giving the advertiser free publicity. Yes, I suppose that's true to a point, but, and I recognize that before I even mentioned it yesterday, that I know I'm going to be accused of falling into a trap, but this ad needs to be mentioned. It is about as exploitive an ad as you can put on, and I have to believe it. This ad is so out there that I'm sure that there's some pervert out there getting his jollies off watching the ad on a loop. And frankly, it's I find it very distasteful. Look, consenting adults, I don't care. You start dragging in underage or underage-looking people into a scenario like that, even for a medical product. Why did she have to be on a toilet? That made no sense at all. It takes a lot to offend your buddy Tom. It really does. But this case, I was highly offended. I'm highly offended by Lucas Buckley today. Are you wearing a Philadelphia Flyers shirt? What is that shirt?
No, actually. I'm a big pro wrestling fan, and it's actually a parody of the Cincinnati Cyclones hockey logo. But the wrestler whose shirt it represents, what am I saying? The shirt that the wrestler represents, he's from Cincinnati. So it's just it's a spin on that.
I see. Yeah. Would you get it online, or did you buy it at a wrestling match?
Online, and instead of a typical goalie stick, it's wrapped in barbed wire.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I saw that in Slapshot, actually.
Yeah.
That was a movie. No, they put tin foil on the hands, the Hansen brothers, and Slapshot 1, one of the all-time great sports movies that has ever existed. I'm sorry. I had a flashback to a certain scene where Paul Newman walks into the arena and the guy he has just threatened runs up to him and, well, he looks at him from across the hall and he says something to him and Paul Newman says, "All I can get," and then walks into the dressing room. All right, it's 223 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, I want to get into something that it may work, it may not, but I want to give it a shot. I think there's a possibility it could work. You and your vacation, how much vacation do you get? You get 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks? I get 4 weeks. And here's what's really disgusting. I haven't taken a single vacation day yet, and it seems like I barely worked this year. Because of all the sick time, because of all the stupid surgeries and everything. But you want to maximize your vacation, right? Now, do you fly on vacation? See, growing up, we did not fly ever, anywhere. Flying was this mysterious thing that rich people like my grandparents did and one of my boyhood friends did. Oh, they flew. Well, we drove. Didn't go very far, and we drove. I didn't get on a jet plane for the first time until I was maybe 20 years old. Not kidding. I might have actually been. I was old by the time I got on a jet plane. Been in a helicopter, been in a small plane, but the jet plane, that was a totally new experience the first time. Of course it is. And the sensation of rushing down the runway on the takeoff roll, I had a grin from ear to ear thinking, whoa, this is some serious power. And believe it or not, young people, there was a time you could get to the airport 15 minutes before your flight. You would walk up to the gate just like it was a shopping mall. You'd show your boarding pass. You'd go on the plane. And believe it or not, there were actually planes that weren't jammed to capacity. Every time I've flown in the past few years, I hear the same announcement. Maybe you hear it too. Well, we have a full flight today. You have a full flight today. Wow. Remember the old days when you could find a row of seats and take a nap? You could sleep all the way across the country. These days, middle seat in a three-seat aisle, and you always get the middle seat. You are pretty much SOL. So flying has had, over the past year, 2 years, a lot of things going wrong. I heard a story about some people I know who got caught in airport and airline hell. And if you have been caught in airport or airline hell, especially lately, I'd love to know what happened to you. Because, and again, the show isn't about me, But as way by way of background, I'll tell you, look, I need to get away. I have got to go somewhere with palm trees. I've got to go somewhere with sandy beaches. And I don't mean our sandy beach. I don't mean sandy. But I've got to get away. But I am scared to book a flight. Everything I've heard about flying over the past year or so has been nightmarish. People going somewhere, not being able to get home for day after day after day. The only person I know who never has a problem, he has the golden horseshoe when it comes to flying, is Booker. I swear, if you want to get somewhere when you're supposed to, and you want to come back when you're supposed to, just fly with Booker, because Booker has the golden horseshoe of flight. It's a little known feature of aviation, but it does exist. All right, I want your airline travel horror stories. I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't mention the airline, because they've got lawyers and it just gets into a cluster, which I don't need. The phone number is 803-0930. Star 930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.